The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the fifth chapter that we are going to read together. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbors and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be the children of your Father in heaven. For he made his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, today is the beginning of our sermon series about the fruit of the Spirit. This is a list of character traits produced by the Holy Spirit within us, and they should be visible in our lives, and others should be seen. Why are these character traits called fruit of the Spirit? Why no other food groups like meat of the Spirit or bread of the Spirit or dairy of the Spirit? There are four reasons why it's called fruit of the Spirit. Because fruit is healthy, sweet, living, and whole. Fruit is healthy to eat. Everyone agrees with that. If you love eating fruit, you are probably a healthy person. It has vitamins, fibers, and no fat or cholesterol. It is very healthy, and all fruit are sweet. Well, most of the fruits, naturally sweet. Fruit, it's also living. What it means by that is that it is produced by living trees and plants. And when it comes to you in the grocery section of a supermarket, it still contains seeds that can be planted to generate even more and more fruit. It is living. The Greek word used here to fruit is translated not only as eatable fruits or vegetables, but also as action, result, and profit. This fruit provides a way to reproduce and propagate, and everything starts with a single seed. Today, I will talk about the fruit of love. It is no surprise that love is the first fruit listed. Through the Bible, love is highlighted as one of the first characteristics of children of God. Only one seed in us, put by the Holy Spirit, produces fruit. The fruit of love in us is not for our own benefit, no, but for the benefit of others. Love is the key, and all begins with love. Because the fruit of the Spirit only grows in the soil of love. Moreover, love is a commitment that is followed by a commitment. Jesus told us all that we need to know about love in Matthew chapter 22. Listen, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I believe when Jesus said this, he was simply saying that our hearts ought to be on fire, burning with a passionate, blazing love for our God. And as a result of that, loving our neighbor would be possible. Brothers and sisters, we can treat people the same way we expect them to treat us, with love. Because when the fruit of the Spirit is present in our lives, incredible things can happen. Can you say that with me? Incredible things can happen. In the Bible, there are four types of love. Agape is one of them. The unconditional love. This is the love which drives the church. This is the love you and I experience from God through Jesus Christ. This is the love which allowed Jesus to take up his cross and suffer for our sakes. This is the love which allows and inspires us to love our neighbor as ourselves, and encourages us to love our enemies, even though that is the last thing we want to do. Love is what leads us, guides us, motivates us to acts and deeds of kindness without thought of the cost. It is love for our neighbors, which allows us to care for people we don't even know. God's love has been already poured in us and needs to be propagated through us to others. We are not pretending to be perfect people, but we want to be faithful followers of the way of Jesus. How do we know we are giving this fruit? Well, there are a few questions you can ask yourself to see if perhaps you need some kind of a spiritual tune-up, which is an intentional look at your life to attune yourself to God and to open yourself to his grace and inner healing. Remember, we are always under construction. God is still working in us. Here are the four questions you can ask yourself. First, are you loving all God's creation? All without exception. Two, are you welcoming others? Do you know how important is a friendly greeting? Just your smile can make the day of someone else. A smile can open hearts. Third, are you speaking with kind words? Number four, are you tolerant? Oh, if the person doesn't think like you, you are just very disappointed. But not everybody believes or thinks like you. Are you tolerant? If all human beings could spread love as quickly as they do negativity and hate, what an amazing world we would live in. So let's do something. Let's go and do our part. Let us spread the love of God. Let us reflect the life of Christ in us and the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love. Is that possible? Yes, with God's help. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, oh, how many times we maybe have been thinking that we would like to be perfect like you, but we are so imperfect. But you're still working in us. Father, do the work that you need to do in us that we can have open hearts to be tolerated, to welcome all people in our lives, to love all your creation, and to speak with kind words to others. Help us, Father. Help us. We need you. In Jesus' name, amen.